It's good morning, colleagues. Welcome to our meeting this morning, which is a follow-up meeting on the PRASA-related matters at Cape Town line. And this is really a follow-up meeting, so there's no new matters. So can I request that we hand over to the Deputy Minister of Transport and to say that there are a number of ministerial apologies simply on the basis that this week is BRRR week. So we are juggling between standing committees and portfolio committees, and it's so there's multiple apologies, but the report is available. And hence the DM is here, and he was due to join us later, but he's been able to just so I think that we should just proceed with the matters, and then we will hand over to the DM. And I'm not sure who from the city of Cape Town is here. Sistombi, you will give guidance if them the office of the mayor, there's anyone. And then we will proceed. So let's go to the DM and then we will take. All right, I've got a note here. Who's noting me? Okay, the deputy mayor is waiting to be let in. Sistombi, if you can just let the DM in of Cape Town, and then we will proceed. So let's go to the DM of transport. And then we, all right, the deputy mayor's in. All right, we'll start with the DM or the deputy minister and then the deputy mayor. Too many DMs, not direct messages in terms of today's youth lingo. And then we'll go to the presentation. So, colleagues, good morning and welcome. And maybe just one thing. The letter to Brigadier Berger was dispatched yesterday as committed. So that continues to be a work in progress as we met yesterday. So I just want to confirm that. Deputy Minister, over to you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, to the members of SCOPA and everyone else who
Recording in
is
progress.
online here. Thank you so much, Chair. As you rightfully said, we are juggling between meetings and we appreciate the opportunity. As you clearly said, this is a report back from the meeting on the 29th of August to SCOPA, and it does really try and bring SCOPA up to speed as to what has happened so far. And Chair, as you said, also, we appreciate that there are many things you have to handle. And with no further delay, I am through you going to request the Group Chief Executive of PRASA and his team to take us through what progress has been made, which in our view is progress in the right direction. And we hand over to you, Chairperson. If time permits, we will be back maybe towards the end. But for now, Chair, through your permission, thank you for the opportunity. I would like to ask the Group Chief Executive to take the committee through the update. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, that's fine. Just before you do, GCO, DM Cape Town, if there are any, or you will come in at the after this presentation.
Chair, yes, thank you. Definitely appreciate the opportunity at the end, but also just to share the sentiments expressed by the Deputy Minister. The last time we met in person, there was a request from yourself to ensure that we coordinate our responses and we have a consolidated presentation to the committee. And we hope that has been observed. And we look forward to the engagement today and we'll respond to any clarity questions the committee may have after the presentation has been done. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, perfect. All right, thanks, DM. GCO, over to you.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to the DM, Deputy Minister, Deputy Mayor, the DG, and all officials in the meeting, all protocol observed. Good morning again. Chair, we're in the boardroom at PRASA, and with me I've got the Chair of the PRASA Board, as well as the Chairperson of the our committee at Audit and Risk at PRASA that is joining me together with the COSEC. I think when they speak, they will appear on the screen as well. The camera will show. Okay, just in terms of the presentation, PRASA does have an update specifically on that. We can share some photographs of what's happening on site. But before we get into that, Chair, the request is that the item that will first be presented is the joint presentation that will be led by the HDA in terms of the progress of the implementation plan for the relocation. So, Chair, if that is acceptable to you, if we can start, please, with the joint presentation from HDA. That will be led by HDA. Thank you.
Okay, I'm not sure who's from HDA, because I received a letter of apology this morning from the CEO.
Dumiso.
Good morning, Chair. This is Pumlani Mbulawa, the executive from the Housing Development Agency. The presentation will be led by Mr. Dumiso Mkhwanazi, our provincial head in the Western Cape. Thank you, Chair. Apologies for not raising the hand.
All right, let's proceed.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning to the committee members, the Deputy Minister, the Deputy Mayor, all the accounting officers, all protocols observed. If I can just confirm, Chairperson, if the presentation is visible, firstly.
Yeah, it is. The next thing we'll require is proof of life for you to momentarily camera yourself. All right. Yeah, you can proceed, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. Okay, my name is Ndumiso Mkhwanazi, as introduced by my regional manager. I'm from the Housing Development Agency, and I will be presenting the joint presentation as compiled by the Implementation Protocol Steering Committee, which is the oversight committee taking care of the PRASA Central Line relocation program. So our structure of the presentation, Chairperson, is that we quickly want to look at some of the key outcomes of the SCOPA and the progress that has been made since, as well as then zooming into the more challenges such as funding and the decisions that have been taken by the steering committee to move the program forward. And as part of that, it also includes one of the key outcomes, which was that assessment on the stock road land. So we'll be able to give some feedback with regards to that. So firstly, just look at some of those key outcomes since the scope of the 29th of August and the progress that has been made since. So firstly, there was support on the implementation of Operation Begela, which is a PRASA-led initiative supported by the key stakeholders of the implementation protocol in line with their respective mandates. It basically seeks to ensure the immediate resumption of rail services while that long-term implementation plan and the permanent relocation is being implemented. So it is a temporal measure. It's mainly broken into two approaches. Operation Begela 1 was looking at Cape Town CBD to Langa and Langa to Nyanga. That phase of Operation Begela was completed. And the main one, which was a discussion point at the last COPA, was Operation Begela 2, which is now underway, which is looking to ensure the resumption of rail services beyond just Nyanga, so towards Philippi and looking at Philippi to Khayelitsha. So firstly, through that process of infilling of households, and then as well as the 891 households, which have to be temporarily relocated to a PRASA-owned land in Stock Road. So that brings us to item two, which was one of the main outcomes, is that while there was that support on Operation Begala, there was a need for an urgent assessment to be undertaken in order to ensure the suitability of that land for human settlement habitation. So this assessment was completed on the 13th of September, and the main outcomes of that is that the land is largely suitable. However, there are critical mitigation measures that will have to be put in place to ensure safety for the households and compliance with some of the regulations. And some of those risk mitigation measures include the construction of a physical barrier along the immediate railway reserve to protect the households actually from that potentially active railway line that they will be residing next to. And also, we need the implementation of a stormwater management plan to ensure mitigation against any possible flooding. And this risk was further highlighted by the recent storms that we had in Cape Town. So one of the recommendations is that stormwater management plan, because while the site is not a wetland, but it has some low-lying areas which have to be managed in a particular way. So those technical recommendations then are being implemented on the PRASA side. So also measures will have to be put in place to also ensure the safety in terms of vehicular access, as well as pedestrian access, as well as a buffer away from the electrical power lines that are there. So while there was support, Chairperson, on the Operation Begala side, as well as that assessment being completed and being largely positive, as you can see on number three, there was still that risk with regards to the long-term land for the relocation program and its implications on Operation Begala. And this was largely affected by the lack of funding. So there was one of the resolutions that the National Department of Human Settlement will approach National Treasury with regards to that 50 million rand that was lost. And that request was officially submitted to National Treasury. However, it was not supported, but I'll report further on the presentation. So also there was an intergovernmental meeting that was convened on the 18th of September. This was in response to the request for a mediator to assist in some of the challenges on the relocation program. So that session was convened by COGTAM, and going forward, the DG of COGTAM forms part of the PSC on an observing role to ensure that some of the proceedings are taking place. We also held a stakeholder engagement on the 11th of September with the affected communities of the central line to ensure they are continued buy-in on the relocation program. So zooming into some of the implementation components of the program, Chairperson, having completed the report back on from the last COPA, as we have previously reported that this relocation program is being undertaken on a two-pronged approach, one being Operation Begala, which is the immediate intervention, which seeks to ensure the resumption of rail services even at a limited scale by the end of the financial year. And then two, the second approach being the long-term permanent relocation program, which looks at the permanent relocation of those households to the acquired land parcels. Phase one of that is for the 1,254 households of Langa. Then phase two of that looks at the 3,941 households from Philippi to Khayelitsha. From Philippi and Khayelitsha. And that 3,941 actually includes the 891 households which are being relocated to Stock Road, like our outlined area, because that relocation is only temporary. They will also have to be relocated permanently now as part of the phase two relocation. So on the status of phase one relocation, the overall funding requirements is about 117 million. The land for that has been acquired by the HDA in order to expedite that relocation phase. However, that funding will have to be reimbursed. And in August, a rezoning application was lodged with the City of Cape Town to enable the use of those sites for relocation purposes. And that process is estimated to endure up until about March of 2024. And once that process has been completed, we can be able to move on to the on-site implementation phase from about July next year. And the funding for the implementation phase will mainly be funded through the ISUPG program, in line with as per the 2024-2025 financial year. So as you can see on the screen, the estimated date for the completion of the phase one relocation is about February 2025. This is basically aligning with the conclusion of the statutory processes, as well as the estimated funding flows that will only come in the 2024-2025 financial year for the implementation phase. Then zooming into phase two, like we've previously reported on the previous COPA meetings, is that the main challenges around phase two were around land acquisition and its impact on unlocking the relocation phase. The estimated funding requirements for that is about 50 million rands. And through the various sessions that we've held with National Treasury and other engagement, it has become quite clear that there are no means to immediately secure that 50 million funding as the program falls outside the current, the standard government budgeting cycles. And the earliest that we could actually secure that funding was possibly through the midterm budget adjustment. And the main risk actually on that, like we've highlighted before, is mainly on Operation Begela, because while the community does support the temporary relocation as part of Operation Begela, they've continuously stressed that they want the land to be confirmed where they're going to be ultimately moved to. It also means it causes delays with regards to lodging of statutory processes immediately for phase two if the land is not confirmed. So it meant that the IPSC needs to deliberate on other measures that can be put in place to unlock that relocation phase. This just talks to Operation Begela, but I'll leave it to the PRASA Group CE to touch base on to the progress. But mainly, there was an IPSC that was scheduled mainly to deal with the funding challenges in order to unlock the relocation program. So to unlock the phase two relocation program and close off some of the outstanding matters on phase one, the steering committee has therefore taken these following resolutions: is that PRASA will capitalize the costs related to land acquisition for the relocation program. This includes the 12.7 million for phase one land acquisition in the wedge area properties, as well as the estimated 50 million rand for phase two land acquisition. And to action this, PRASA and the HDA will enter into a funding agreement specific to land acquisition. It was also proposed in those engagements that the land be ultimately transferred to the city of Cape Town to enable the provision of basic services. However, the further engagements will be held to finalize the mechanisms required for that proposals to come into effect. But with this resolution, Chairperson, particularly specifically on the PRASA catalyzing the cost, it will ensure that we immediately reduce the risks on Operation Begela and therefore be on track to have limited rail services by the target date. It will also ensure that we are able to immediately launch the required statutory processes for phase two, which we now know they are approximately 9 months, and then start moving towards the implementation of phase two also, as much as we've very much gotten phase one in line. So yeah, those were the main outcomes and deliberations, Chairperson. I will stop there for now. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Okay, thanks, Shamas. GCE?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we've just got a short presentation just to give the committee a sense of the progress with Bekela, specifically on site. So if Ndumisi, if you can please pull down. Okay, our presentation is up. If we just move to the next slide, Chair, and I'll go fairly quickly through the presentation, because I think the photos will speak a thousand words in terms of the progress that we have achieved. We'll deal with confirming, as we did at the last meeting, the appointment around the contractor that we have to undertake the works for Bekela, and the significant stakeholder engagement processes that have been undertaken on the ground to ensure that we can take site effectively, and then dealing also with the actual progress So just to confirm that the contractor was appointed through our supply chain management processes, finalized on the 8th of September. We onboarded the contractor on the 11th. And as per the previous presentation, Chair and honorable members, you would have seen that also around about the 13th of September is when we also got that approval from the HDA in terms of the suitability of the site, that undertaking that was made at the last meeting. And then the contractor officially taking site on the 27th of September, and will indicate some of the key works that have happened during that period. If we move to the next slide, this gives an indication of the various stakeholder engagement sessions. We call it the touch points through that process, particularly during the last 3 to 4 weeks, just ensuring that there was progress updates also provided at the provincial and the City of Cape Town level in terms of progress with Bekela, but also then importantly, significant detailed engagement with Ward 88, the councillors and community. This is the ward that is at Stock Road Station in the vicinity where Bekela, the site, has been identified, where we've provided the update and timelines to the ward councillors and community in terms of Operation Bekela. We also had a session where the contractor was introduced to the communities, and also then undertaking the visit of the site at Stock Road. Further engagement as recent as the 6th of October on the commencement date and timeline for Bekela, as well as importantly for this program, what are the job and employment opportunities through this project. There is a session also then tomorrow, feedback session together with the City of Cape Town around and the communities around the provision of the basic services that the city will be providing, being your sanitation, water, and so forth, the basic services. Further consultation was then also done with Ward 34, and this is the site in and around Philippi where those settlements will be moved from. Again, there was also introduction not only of the Bekela site, but also the contractor that we have appointed at the Philippi Station project, and the potential job opportunities on that project was discussed with the community, as well as then the commencement around Operation Bekela, and again to resume work at Philippi Station. We had some delays on Philippi Station where the works were stopped by the communities, but I'm happy to report through the engagement, the contractor is back on site and there's agreement around the works proceeding at Philippi Station, which is slightly a different matter, but I think form part of these stakeholder engagements. And then also with the broader Philippi Sub-Council 13, where Operation Bekela, the time frames was also communicated. Over and above the community and ward council engagements, there were specific engagements with the Philippi Business Forum in the area, again around the actual timeline and the scope of work within the Bekela contract and opportunities that reside within that project. And this has been quite extensive and is still ongoing. As I've indicated, tomorrow there's a further session that we are also having with the City of Cape Town. Now, what has happened in terms of the progress physically with the project? As I've indicated, the contractor has been onboarded. Already, we've undertaken the land survey, the contour mapping has been completed for the area, the Bekela site. The designs have now been completed, the layout of if I can call it, the various stands on the site has been done. As well as looking at how the site needs to be, if I can call it, regraded in terms of the slope of the land. And I think the next photos will share some of that in terms of what the team has done in terms of the design. So this gives, I know it's quite small, but in the center of that map, Honorable Chair and members, is the actual the Bekela site, which will have the 900 or 890 stands that will be relocated there. Just on the left of that site, you can see the railway line. That is a line that takes us through to Kapteinsklip in Mitchells Plain. And then the top right, if I can put it that way, of that site is the line through to Krasani Kailicha and the stock road station that's sort of to the top right of that facility. I just want to point out, Chair, if we just go back to the map, please. I would like to point out just on the right-hand side of the site, that is the Eskom power line. If you look at the blank space to the right of that power line, it is Eskom land. And I'm mentioning because recently there was also some media coverage around indicating some objection to the Bekela site because of initiation rights that are being undertaken on that site. Those matters have been clarified. And in fact, when we saw the article, it took the team completely by surprise as that was never mentioned. But it has since been confirmed that what has been raised is what takes place on the Eskom land. And hence I was indicating just that blank space to the right of the Bekela site is where that initiation practices takes place and is not impacted by the Bekela site. I think we've also taken into account that as part of the fencing program of the Bekela site, we will take into account closing off, shading those areas to protect and provide the privacy onto the site of where these practices occur. So I just want to mention that up front because that was something that did pop up recently, but to clarify that it's not the Bekela site that is impacted directly by that objection that was captured in the media. So if we move to the next slide, this just gives an indication of the land survey that was done and also the contouring. And the reason we're pointing this out, Chair and Honourable Members, the site itself, although the scale here of these maps can exaggerate what we are looking at, but certainly it's not a flat piece of ground. You will see there what we are showing is the natural sort of ground level. It shows that there are some low points and there are some high points. And part of this process is to regrade that land in terms of leveling it and having the right slope on the land to assist with drainage and so forth. Because what we have certainly seen, particularly with the heavy rains that we experienced two or so weeks ago in Cape Town, we saw particularly those low points, as you can see from the cross section, there was quite a bit of ponding or pooling of water on the site that had a bit of a delay in terms of being able to access and start with some of the works. If we look at the next photographs, that will give the members an indication, particularly after those heavy rains. Sorry, will be the next slide, but this is just to confirm that the contractor has firmly established site. Those are the site offices that have been established for the contract. And if we move on, this photograph shows you after that period of heavy rain, some of the ponding, pooling of water that has happened on site. Okay.
All right. I don't know what's up with the presentation. Can it be?
Yes, Chair. I'll just get the colleague just to load that again, please.
Apologies, Chair. I've been disabled by the host. Can they give me permission to project again?
Sustombi, Susbuzelwa. This is why I don't like virtual meetings.
Agreed, Chair.
Okay, there you go.
So, Chair, that was the period after the heavy rains, and in fact, it was still like that for quite recently. What the teams have done is they've channeled that water off-site. I think the weather in the last few days has helped in Cape Town. It's dried up quite significantly, but still dealing with some of that water. And I've been in touch with the team. I think the forecast from a weather point of view also looks like there should not be any further impact or delays in terms of us hitting the ground full force in terms of this Operation Bekela. What we can say is that, Chair, once we have dealt with the clearing and the rechanneling of this water, the fencing will be erected around the site, approximately 1.1 kilometer of fencing that we are putting up just to ensure that the site is secured, also from the railway line and so forth, and that we're looking at approximately 10 days to complete this clearing and the erection of the fencing. As I've indicated, Chair, is that there's quite a bit of, you saw from the cross sections I've shown earlier, where we have to regrade this portion of land to level it and have the right slope in terms of from a drainage perspective. What is already happening, Chair and honorable members, is that the concrete basis for these shacks that will be relocated is already being cast off-site, pre-cast sort of 1.2 by 2 meter slabs that will be brought to site and be placed once the site has been prepared. We are looking at that by the end of these 10 days, we should start seeing the concrete bases being delivered to site. And we are starting from the side of the R300, where we are starting with the clearing of the site. Operation Bekela, we are targeting 4 to 6 weeks to complete the relocation of those 890 shacks that we need to move to the site. And as discussed and as we've been in a significant number of engagements with the City of Cape Town, that they will be providing the basic services around the water and the ablution facilities for the site. There's a further meeting tomorrow with the city on these matters as well. Just to show some of the progress, this is now, as we speak, happening on site. We've got the yellow plant is there. The sites are being cleared. Access roads are being regraded so that the plant can get through. And you can see the Chair and honorable members in terms of the clearing that is happening. In terms of those photos, and the next photos will also then just indicate to you that together with the plan that we have got on site is around the job employment that we have moved on for this operation. 100 jobs will be created through Operation Bekela. 60 of those jobs will be from Ward 88, that is the Stock Road station site where the Bekela site will be. Of that 60, already a CLO has been appointed together with 15 laborers from the community, and a further 44 will be appointed very soon as this whole operation is being ramped up, particularly when we're bringing the bases and so forth to the site, the concrete bases. Over and above those 60 jobs is the 40 jobs that will come from the Philippi community. And that's where the actual relocation of those 890 shacks will take place from Philippi and reconstructed on the Bekela site. So, Chair, we are demonstrating now that Operation Bekela works on the ground. It is happening. It is full force. We are seeing how we can accelerate on this program. We have had, as I've indicated, there were some delays with the weather and getting the site ready. But as we speak, the teams are fully on the ground and the works are proceeding accordingly. Thank you, Chair. That's the update we can give just in terms of the progress on site as we speak. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, CEO. And to HDA. Colleagues? That's where things are. Can we come to questions? As indicated, this was a joint presentation with an addition by by Prasa. Questions? You're right.
Siraj.
One second. All right, let's go to His Worship the Mayor of Cape Town. Mayor, over to you.
Honorable Chair, I just wanted to alert you to the fact that I had joined the meeting about 15 minutes ago and am available to answer questions if there are any for the city. But simply to say that it was a joint presentation and we associate ourselves with its contents. Thank you, okay. Chair.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor. All right. Colleagues, are there any questions?
Not for me, Chair.
We are happy.
You are happy. You know, I like it when you are like this. I like it. Makes my life a whole lot easier. All right.
Honorable Chairperson.
Honorable Somya.
Good morning to yourself and the colleagues. Just joined, but I read the presentations. What is clear for me is that there is a progress in line in terms of the actual agreements that we had in the previous meeting. I think we need to have that positive indication. And secondly, I would want to, in an assurance from both the department and PRASA, the element of guaranteed funding for the actual project to be realized in full in terms of a permanent settlement. It looks like that Treasury is insisting that PRASA should carry the costs, which means there's some form of an undertaking, which we must appreciate that there is clarity on these matters. So in the recognition of that fact, one would want to appreciate the current standing. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
All right, thank you very much. Can we get a response to that?
Yes. If I may, I'm not aware about the Treasury element that Honorable Somyo is raising. However, given that what we sought to do today is to bring update as of the last meeting, should we ask for your indulgence that at our next update or any opportunity we can incorporate that, so that we don't speak in forked tongues in front of the committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much, DM. But let's go to the DG of Transport. But I think the issue of Sonia was referring to was raised in the last meeting insofar as engaging Treasury. DG?
Good morning, Chair. I thought that I would be visible as well. But Chair, it's just to clear and confirm, as you would have picked up in the presentation, that indeed, post the meeting of the 29th, we have had meetings and consulted with Treasury. So I can indeed affirm that at a vote level, it is our agreement with National Treasury that the approach going forward would be that the department through PRASA would in fact capitalize the land requirements. So I think if there's a clarity sought, we probably don't even need to defer that. That's what we have agreed in the intervening period in consultation with National Treasury. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. I think that suffices.
Okay. Yes, it does, Chair. It does, Chair. It does. Okay. Thank you very much, teacher.
Yeah, but I think you are right. It was a matter that was raised last time. Right. I think, colleagues, we have noted the progress, and I think that the SOP we are employing of regular reporting is helping this process. So I think we will get an update, I think, even if via the virtual platform like this, given the extent to which there's multiple stakeholders, unless something compelling forces us to meet physically. We will meet in early November. We'll give it another month and see how far progress is actually moving, because we want this matter resolved. All right, Honorable Hadebe.
No, thanks, Chair. I agree with you. I wanted to say it will also be great once people have moved, we consider another site visit, and once construction has started, so that we can have a feel and a sense of whether things are yielding positive results. So these feedbacks will give us an indication as and when it will be necessary for us to have another site visit. The good thing is that we're in Cape Town.
Yeah, no, I think we will look at Parliament's program and juggle it around. We do have a tight program this term, but I think we will find time for a follow-up visit. So I think that is well noted. And then what we'll do is in early November, we will get another update. And I think then that will guide the direction in which we take for the purposes of the oversight visit. And there's just one clarity. So, okay, thank you very much to all the stakeholders, DM, Mayor, Deputy Mayor, Directors General, and reps of all the various departments, HDA, whom has also presented. Thank you very much. Colleagues, it's just two things. Next week, we have got unauthorized expenditure for Stats SA, Basic Education and Social Development, and IPID. And then on the 18th of October, which is Wednesday, we've got a briefing on the Prestige Portfolio and Parliamentary Villages by the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. Those meetings will be physical next week in Parliament. And then, as I said earlier on, the letter to Brigadier Berger has been sent through, so we'll await a response to that. But I think the one clarity I must give probably to the media is that I saw one media report which said we have threatened subpoenas, and I don't think that is the modus operandi of the committee. We don't operate on the basis of threats. So I think it's quite an unfortunate angle of reporting. It is a resolution of the committee that in the event that Brigadier Berger is not amicable to the invitation which has been sent to him to appear before the committee following the clarities provided by Parliamentary Legal on the issues that he has raised, and having given him 7 days, which expires on the 20th of October, if he's not agreeable to meeting, then we will issue the subpoena. So that is a resolution, it's a decision. So I don't think that it's a fair characterization that as a committee we are operating on the basis of threats. It's certainly not the kind of oversight that we employ as this committee. So I just thought I should clarify that for the record, because I was taken aback by it. So colleagues, it's just those issues. So next week, unauthorized expenditure and the briefing on the Prestige Portfolio. So thank you very much, colleagues. In the absence of any other business hands or clarities, the meeting stands adjourned. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Been safe.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chairman.